Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the Valora Holding AG Analyst and Media Conference Call concerning the acquisition of Deutsche Brezel-König. I am Alice, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Orlando Benedik, CEO of Valora, accompanied by Mr. Thomas Eisele, Managing Director of Deutsche Brezel-König, and Mr. Lorenzo Trezzini, CFO of Valora. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Yes, hello everybody. Welcome to the Media and Investor Conference of the Deutsche Brezel-König acquisition from Valora. I will take the presentation that you have on the internet and you received this morning, and you have received this morning through the media release. And I will go to the most important page. We are beginning with the page three, transaction overview. Highlight, Deutsche Brezel-König is market leader with two strong brands, Deutsche and Brezel-König in Switzerland. It's a small outlet retailer in growing immediate consumption market, an excellent outlet network in Germany and Switzerland, an extraordinary profitable business model, you will see that after, ideally matches with Valora growth strategy and outlet portfolio. As financing, the transaction to be financed by new shares from Alto Horizon Capital, new syndicated loan facility and additional headroom provided by planned divestment that you will receive some more comment from Lorenzo Trezzini. Long-term commitment by Peter Deutsch as anchor shareholder and the recommendation to the board of directors at the General Assembly in 2013 to accept him as a new member, board member. The timeline will be approximately to finish in the fourth quarter of 2012. We are waiting the waiting the approval by the competition authority, and so we will go to the page number page number eight. The strategic rationale for Deutsche Brezel-König acquisition. You remember when we present Valora for Growth, we have some strategic objectives, some acquisition criteria, and I will begin with strategic objectives. The idea was to acquire one or two additional category or formats, special in stationery or food on the move or in jewelry. Potential for rollout to rest of Valora network, no new in-house development needed, and scope for modular deployment within existing network. The acquisition criteria was growing category related to Valora DNA, suitable for micro-outlet at evenly frequented sizes, scope for modular deployment in existing Valora formats, and existing sites which complement Valora's portfolio. The value of generated by purchase was fixed on outlet portfolio expansion. Existing Valora sites can be expanded or redesigned. You shall not forget that we will be with 3,000 outlets, one of the biggest micro retailers in Europe. Concept can be rolled out to existing formats in modular form and grow at really frequent size. If we go to slide 9, we have a unique opportunity with Deutsche Brezel-König, top quality products and excellent floor space productivity. Grants Valora access to promising, rapidly growing market for immediate consumption food products, provides springboard for jump in profitability. Grow and plus sustainability, strong standalone potential for further growth, ideal modular complement to existing Valora formats, expandable infrastructures, and strong anchor shareholders sit on Valeura board. Highly profitable business model, proven resistance to economic downturn, very reliable cash flow, vertical integration, and that is very important that today this vertical integration is core for a retailer, and high level of automation, support cost leadership and specialization, and focus on streamlining process and improving handling. We believe hardly that we have found the right piece for Valeura, for a good future, and to understand better, I think it will be good if we go to Thomas Eisele, who will explain the Ditch Wetzikönig story that we will have.
Okay, dear ladies and gentlemen, Thomas speaking. Maybe just one word to the company Ditch Wetzikönig on page number 9. Just reminding that Peter Ditch himself was actually growing up this company. He was the key success factor of this company. It was a family-run company brought basically from zero up to where we are today. And at the same thing, Wetzikönig in Switzerland is more or less to say that has been acquired in 2000, a copy of the successful business model in Germany implemented into the Swiss market. If you, I agree, we would move directly to page 17. I would start with, I would like to just kind of highlight the key financial metrics today. So we are expecting a turnover 2012 of 190 million Swiss francs. 140 million will be coming out of the German, out of Ditch, and 50 million will be contributed by Wetzikönig. This all with a EBIT margin above 14%. We have an outlet of 230 outlets, point of sales, 195 in Germany and 35 point of sales in Switzerland. I think it's important to mention at this point that all outlets are run by a so-called agency model, so we have entrepreneurial spirit at the point of sale. We expect a compound annual growth rate of 8% till end of 2017, which will bring us from today's turnover of 190 million Swiss francs up to roughly 285 million Swiss francs. We would be moving to page 19. I think, as Mr. Benedict pointed out, one of the USP, or to make it very clear, I think the USP of the business model is the vertical integration. I think the vertical integration, to be able to control the entire value chain, enables us to secure the entire margin, and I think the 14% EBIT margin is a clear result out of that. Also we have a high quality product. We are able to ensure the highest quality of our lye bread and bread products, and of course the production capabilities are all in-house. To remind you, we have two productions in Germany and one production plant, small production plant in Switzerland. I think the second point is the coordination production with the firm's own needs, meaning we are able to develop exclusive products, product lines for our own retail chain, meaning innovation is one of the key drivers, I think, in being able to be successful in a convenient, in a growing convenience market. So being able to rapidly adopt to consumer trends, market trends, product trends, and actually to be able to produce them on your own with a highly interesting margin, that is certainly one of the key success factors of this vertically integrated business model. And also, and furthermore, we have exceptional high entry barriers for competitors. Again, Ditch and Wetzikönig are the expert in lye bread and bretzels throughout Europe. And it, I think at this point, at this stage, it's very important to mention that the profitability of the third-party share, which is 44% of the German turnover, is absolutely in line with the retail's profitability. And it is being a stable arm for the last years. Then I will move to page 20. I think the retail business model is basically can be reduced on three key success pillars. First of all, I think this is, at the end, we are retailers, and it's product that matters. So first of all, I think being able to have a high quality and fresh product at the point of sale is one of the success factors. Through this bake-off technology, meaning having frozen dough products delivered to the point of sales, which being baked off freshly, continuously throughout the day, is one of the success factors. Secondly, it's of course the attractive margin, which again is a result out of the vertical integrated business model. And we shall not forget, we are very focused. I think the attractive margin is also a result of being enormously focused on live bread and breadstuff products. And last but not least, it's of course where we again meet our Bolora DNA, is small outlet retailing. So it's a concept that is run on from 8 to 30 square meters, and our sweet spot is certainly in the area of 20 square meters, which gives us extreme high floor space productivity. Again, this allows us to pay high rents, which again is very important in the competition in high frequency locations. I would move to page 23. The special retailer sales channel, as I mentioned before, which is roughly 44% of turnover in Germany, we have an extremely strong market position. Again, we are Europe's market leader in live bread, bakery products, live bread and breadstuff products. I think this 100% specification in these live bread products makes us very efficient, makes the production highly monolined, very cost effective. Again, also here, it's a highly developed know-how. So the whole crew, the whole employees, their only focus is live bread. It's an attractive business. Again, it's a very well-balanced, highly diversified customer portfolio. So basically, there is no risk in client portfolio. Growth potential, already today, the expert sector is very important for Ditch, and this will also be, we think, a very important pillar for future growth. It's also to mention that the existing infrastructure within the production plant in Germany, we will have enough infrastructure to support further volume growth. I would like to move then to page 23. Sorry, to page 25. Kind of to summarize, where's the success factor for Ditch Breadstuff Koenig 2013 and beyond? What are our plans? Where do we see our growth? So I think first of all, is certainly in the increased expansion in retail by realizing current growth potential. It is our goal, objective, to grow the existing network, Fiat network in Germany by 25%, meaning from 195 today to 250 by end of 2017, and to double the growth in Switzerland, meaning 35 existing POs will be doubled to 70 point of sales by end of 2017. At this point, Serge, it's important to mention that it's already on its own, Ditch and Breadstuff Koenig on its own have a strong position to growth. So we have a lot of white spots still in the German markets, some areas like Munich market, southern of Germany, where we are not so well present today. And in Switzerland, of course, it's the whole French part, where the only exception is Lausanne, and by the end of the year, Geneva, where Brezel König is not present today. But I think point number two, especially now where it starts to make fun, I think this is one of the key factors why this acquisition is certainly a great. It's the Valora's portfolio of 2,800 retail networks that we have today, which gives enormous great leverage for being able, for example, to convert certain point of sales to a Brezel King, a Brezel König, or a Ditch concept. At the end, it's certainly also mentioned on point number three. It is our clear objective also in the kiosk market to increase our food assortment. So we need to go into growing markets like the convenient on-the-go, food-to-go market, and certainly here the Brezel König and Ditch will do a great deal because it's the first time we really have the knowledge and the products that we are able to bring in into our own retail channel. So certainly AVEC, our convenience concept, kiosk in Switzerland, and also German existing retail concept will benefit from that. Four, and I mentioned before, innovation, having innovation know-how, being able to adopt quickly to trends, to product trends, will be one of the great success factors. And then last but not least, as I mentioned in the beginning, that Brezel König was more or less simplified a copy of the business model in Germany. In the mid-long run, also, we could look at the further internalization of this very successful business model. I would now hand over to Lorenzo Prezzini, who would go more into the details of financing aspects.
Thomas, many thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, hello. I'm very pleased to give you some information on the key metrics of this transaction. The Brezel König and Ditch Group are expected to have a turnover in 2012 of around 190 million Swiss francs. The EBIT margin will be slight above 20%. And this is also in the past years, there's an EBIT margin which is actually very stable. Concerning the EBITDA multiple which have been applied for this transaction, are between 7 and 9 times, more at the end on the upper side of this range. Balance sheet total amount to 110 million. How do we have financed this transaction? How do we finance it? The party will be financed by a share capital increase of Valora Holding AG, which will amount to 100 million Swiss francs. The capital increase will be made by the participation of Brezel König, so the Swiss part will be used to perform and to increase the share capital of Valora Holding AG. This will give the new shareholder, Mr. Peter Ditch, an important participation into Valora, which will amount to 18.5%, and at the same time 635,000 shares will be issued. The financing of transaction has been also been possible by replacing the existing 300 million syndicated loan by a new syndicated loan of 450 million Swiss francs. This syndication loan has more or less the same covenants as the old one, and important to say is that we expect in 2013 to have, first of all, a leverage ratio net debt to EBITDA below 3 times, and we expect to have an equity ratio which is higher or equal to 35%. Further, you may remember from the last press conference, we have initiated the divestments of the Handelshaus Muttens building as well as Valora Service Austria. We are here very comfortable to close this transaction in the next 1 to 2 months. So that's from my side. I will hand over to Mr. Rolando Benedict for the summary.
Okay, thank you, Lorenzo, thank you, Thomas. I think I am sure that each and Bradford Koenig acquisition represents an ideal strategic milestone for Valora. Valora size unique opportunity. We have looked at a lot of possibility, and this is the best possibility that we are dreaming. We were dreaming about this possibility to do this operation. The acquisition is very strategically important for a sustainable and a profitable growth. I remember the 3,000 outlets that we have in the four countries. We have a lot of synergies, a possibility to grow, and we are sure that we are on the right way for the right Valora and to find the right reality of our results. Valora gains a strong anchor shareholder with a board commitment. Mr. Deitch, we have 18.5% of shares that give some peace on our shares, and we are sure that we are on the right way to find our better rentability that we can have with this takeover that we have done today. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the best thing is now to go to the questions, and we are open for you, and we are waiting your questions. Thank you very much, and we are waiting your questions.
The first question is from Mrs. Karen Price from Caprice Management. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello. My first question is just if you could clarify a bit. My understanding was that the agency model was not allowed in Germany because it was seen like outsourcing employees. Maybe you can just explain in this context, you know, because my understanding is now these German outlets of Ditch are agency model. And then my second question is if you can give us information on any particular lockup of the Mr. Ditch's shares, because you've expressed that it will be a long-term commitment. So I'm just wondering what whether there is anything specified in terms of a lockup. And then if I could also ask, I think in the past you've talked about trying to keep to a multiple that you pay for acquisitions of 7 to 9 times EBIT as opposed to EBITDA. Maybe you could just explain here why you made the exception. I mean, finally, if you had any preliminary thoughts on the issue of combining the IT infrastructure, because you've obviously been working on outsourcing yours. So, just if you see that, how you see that going? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Eisele will give you some answer about agency and IT order consolidation, and Lorenzo will speak about the 7-9 and Becca. Please, Mr. Eisele.
Okay, coming to your first question, agency, we probably would have rather called it agency franchise model in the presentation. Sorry for that, of course. we would have never taken over an agency system, which, as you stated, is illegal. I think the key is here, which how entrepreneurial are the agency partners, and of course they are basically they have freedom on product pricing, they have freedom on opening hours, so a clear no to you on this side that, of course, that the agency model would be kind of illegal whatsoever.
Well, this is the first question you have given. I give the question. We don't want to combine the two companies. The Bradford Koenig and Ditch will be a separate company. will be integrated in retail, but we have no idea to put together supply chain or IT in this moment, surely not for the future, that the two companies are not equal. And we think that Brezel-König and Ditch are very good structured and have very, very interesting calls. And we can learn as Valora with from Ditch a lot of things. We don't want to put together the two IT or the two supply chain. Mr. Lorenzo, please.
Concerning the question of the lockup, we have a lockup of 6 months for the first 50% of the shares and a lockup of 12 months for the second 50%. Peter Ditch is intended to be an important and to stay as an important shareholder of the group, and we are sure that with the know-how of Mr. Peter Ditch, Valora will have a very important shareholder on board. Concerning the market multiple, this is a completely different acquisition than what we have done in the past. In the past, we have made a typical add-on acquisition. This is an acquisition which is more a transformational acquisition for the group. First of all, you have also to consider that the growth of the Ditch Group is very important. It actually is also very impressive in the past, and we expect also to have a very strong growth in the future, which was not the case in a typical kiosk chain activity. There you cannot grow as we can do it here. So there is a completely different growth story. From one side, there is a completely different profitability of this group with EBITDA margin above 20%, with EBIT margin about 40%. And if you compare that to the usual retail activity which Valora has got in the past or is managing in the past, like kiosk, you will understand that we cannot compare these two transactions or these two multiples. Then, on top of that, you have to consider that Valora has paid a market transaction based on a market transaction and comparables, more or less what other peers have paid in the last 1 or 2 years. So is actually a very fair price, which has also been at the end confirmed by a fairness opinion to the board.
Okay.
Thank you for your answers.
Next. You're welcome.
The next question is from Mr. Tobias Fahrenholz from MainFirst Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Bit of number crunching, if I may. First one, the 8% organic growth target, does this already include the opening of new shops? Secondly, what kind of purchase price allocation costs do you expect in the P&L in the next year? Third, you're speaking about lots of synergies. Could you give us some more feeling for this? So would this maybe be in the same area like you expect with convenience concept in the next year, next years, so midterm, maybe around 8 million? Fourth one, what kind of CapEx level do you expect for the whole group in the next years as you intend to ramp up the network? And fifth one, what's the new rough tax rate for the new group in 2013? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Thomas, please.
Yes, I will give you a response on the 8%. Yes, that includes, that's the overall growth rate, including the opening of new shops. And I think your question was about synergies, about where are the synergies. I will not give you a precise number, but I think as we pointed out, I think the business case of convenience concept is a completely different one. This one, the main synergies are really in top-line growth, meaning replacing existing products, food products in Kiosk Change, which will you find today? So we have Lye Bread, we have Bretzels already today in our point of sales, and they are not delivered by Deutschen Brezelkönig. And again, as we mentioned, out of our portfolio, we have a certain already identified number of point of sales, which will be certainly attacked in to go into a full conversion.
Well, concerning the other question I've had, purchase price allocation, the price difference, so the difference between the purchase price and the equity is partly intangible assets with more or less 20%, 22%, and 80% is goodwill. Intangible assets will be amortized over a period which we have still to define, but we expect being around 10 years. Concerning the second question you have got, CapEx, we expect from the Deutsche Group CapEx level of more or less 15-16 million Swiss francs per annum. For the group, we will stay between 80 million Swiss francs for the next years.
Okay. Thank you.
Tax rate, yes.
Tax rate.
Thanks very much. We expect the tax rate as it was in the past between 17 and 80%. You have here to consider that in Emmenbrücke we have, so in Switzerland, the Brezelkönig part, we have a very attractive tax rate of the Canton Luzern, which is 12.9%, and for Deutsch we can take advantage, as we have got it, as we have done in the past, from our loss carry forward of the years before 2008.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Please. Next.
The next question is from Mr. Jean-François Mimondi from UBS. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for taking my questions. On the first one, if you could reconfirm your tax rate at group level so it make it completely clear. On the second one, let's say, this deal seems to add quite a bit of complexity to the group. If you could define a roadmap of integration of those businesses and how you manage synergies between your two recent acquisitions, i.e. will you be able to switch product from one to the others and locations as well? And on the third one, you said you mentioned the opportunities to open some stores in Switzerland. Can you quantify that also a bit for us? Thank you very much.
Sorry, just a question. The first question, you can repeat the first question, please.
The tax rate at group level that you would expect, if you could mention, well, if you could clarify that so we all are on the same page.
Okay.
Let me take this question. As I say, the tax rate for the group will be between 17 and 80%.
Okay.
For Deutsche, we will have a tax rate specifically in Germany, which will be around 17%, and in Switzerland, a tax rate of more or less 13%.
Okay.
So the second question is very clearly, we have no roadmap, that we have no integration and no complexity. We decide very clearly to let the company totally separated. We have done some study to see what can be the synergy of the cost part. We have seen that we have no possibility to have synergy in this part. We have a lot of synergy on POS and of retail in Germany and in Switzerland. And the company will have no complexity to be integrated. She will not integrate, I repeat once more. And that is very important for us for the future to have a good guidance in this sector. For the third point, Thomas, please.
About the opportunities. Again, mentioning building a network, today being 35, please consider that Bretagne so far, and the story is not so very old, has been only focusing on AAA locations. So basically a hotspot where you find the most Zurich metropolitan area, and let's call it that way, the rest of, for example, the French part of Switzerland, we only have today one single outlet, which is in Lausanne. Also the in Italian part, there's two, one not very nice one, and one very nice one also there. So there are a lot of white spots in the Swiss markets where you can expect that we can certainly expand. And also here to mention again, today only being present in AAA, we will certainly move also, let's call it, in A location.
Okay, just to get back to that, would your strategy of opening stores would be more converting kiosk or doing mixed use of kiosk, or you would do bolt-on acquisition of new places?
I think, you know, the Bretagne itself has already a growth strategy without Valora. So again, they will look for the right point of sales with the right frequency, the right location. So now Valora comes into the game, and again, we take an example, not to mention any specific place, where we, for example, have 6, 7, 8, 9 kiosks in a certain area, where it just would make a lot more sense to close down maybe one kiosk and have, for example, one Bretagne in it. This is what we call conversion. And the shop-in-shop concept you mentioned is, for example, a location where we don't have enough frequency for a standalone Bretagne, but where we have enough frequency for a kiosk. And there we could think of implementing a live-red Bretagne assortment.
Okay, thank you. Next.
The next question is from Mrs. Alexandra Schlegel from Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my question. I'm not sure if you already explained on that. I was a little bit late in the call, but maybe you could explain the agency model. So is the 190 million fully consolidated and you pay a certain fee to the agents, or how does it work?
Okay, thank you. Thomas, please.
Okay, maybe we first of all have to split turnover. We explained that out of the 190 million, the retail is 65%, so meaning 124 million Swiss franc is the combined turnover that goes into retail. And yes, apart from 5 point of sale, which are own run in Switzerland for certain purposes, the rest is run in agency franchise model, correct? Yes, and we do pay them a fixed fee.
Okay, thank you.
We have a question from Mr. Michael Heider from Helvea. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. I have actually just one. You have been mentioning that the business is very profitable and also has been very profitable historically with EBIT margins above 14%. Yet you have also just mentioned that Ditch has losses carried forward, which helps the tax rate to come down in Germany. My question is, where are these losses coming from? Thanks.
Yes, maybe to clarify, the losses are not at all coming from Ditch or Bretagne. They are coming from the earlier 2000 years of Valora in 2006, 2007, 2008. Valora made some losses on divestments. And these are historical losses carry forward, which are now of advantage for Valora. Is clear?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Valora, yeah. And of course, thanks.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Mrs. Caroline Price, Caprice Management. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. In one of your slides, it's explained that the logistics for Ditch are in Germany are outsourced, and in Switzerland, they're, for Bretzelkönig, they're insourced. Is there any possibility that you'll be able to use the Valora infrastructure for the logistics, or is that also unlikely because you said you're keeping it separate and you're happy with how it works now?
Yes, first I take your last. Yes, we are happy as it works now. I think they run it at a cost. But also, yes, of course, we have an existing logistic basis in Switzerland through our existing networks. Of course, one day we will sit together with the logistics responsibles and see, for example, in the area of beverages, what can we do. But don't forget, it's deep frozen logistics. So I think the Bretzelkönig logistic is a deep frozen logistic, which Valora currently is not doing for its point of sales.
Thank you.
We have no more questions at this time.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention. See you very soon in good health, I hope, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.